Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining today.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
So what occupies your time now, Senator, post office?
Well, I have a number of affiliations, kind of a portfolio of business engagements that I'm doing. I'm on the board of directors of Apollo Global Management, which is a big private equity and private credit firm. They work internationally. I have a number of small private equity affiliations. I'm working with a pipeline company. So, you know, it's a mix of things that's keeping me busy.
Well, you found some time, Delaware Valley Journal. As you know, I write there and really like them. And if I have it right, essentially, this is Democrats wanting to get people fired up to put Trump over the top. They want him to be the nominee because they know he'll lose. Is that your theory?
Well, so I don't want to come to the conclusion that that's what's happening here, but... people are going to be skeptical, right? And what do we know for with a sort of a high level of certainty? We know that the Democrats believe they can beat Donald Trump. We know the Democrats believe that the more Donald Trump is the focus of attention, the worse Republican candidates do. And they might very plausibly believe that if he's indicted, especially on a weak case, then there could be a sort of rally to his defense that could conceivably strengthen him in a Republican primary. I think those observations should be pretty non-controversial, right? That's now whether we can conclude that therefore they will pursue a case against him that they wouldn't otherwise, and they'll do it out of this political motivation. I'm not prepared to come to that conclusion yet. I don't know the Manhattan DA. I don't know how he thinks about this. But look, reasonable people are going to be skeptical about it if this case is as weak as it sounds like it's going to be.
Well, I would add, though, people that have some degree of skepticism about Trump, what he did, in your case, that you oppose maybe a lot of it or would in the future, might think that. I see it clearly in front of me, though. This guy Bragg wants a gold star. They want to see their rabbit. You face this, Senator. It's irrational.
Yeah.
They were crazed. And we said going after Trump is one thing, which makes my point. But the mob had you have to move for safety of everybody involved into a federal arena away from your other office. Isn't that the more plausible here versus all this other stuff about Trump? I don't see it's plausible at all, given what's in front of us.
So you're saying that, sort of Occam's razor, take the simplest explanation. That's the one that's usually right. And the simple one is they have Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes.
They can't get past the just the incredible hatred. And so that's why they're going after him. Dom, look, I think that's entirely plausible also. But I just know that there are a lot of folks who are thinking about the sort of political bank shot here. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know this DA. I don't know what his motivation is, but, you know, and I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, and, you know, I don't want him to be the Republican Party nominee. But I also don't want him to be prosecuted, out of the wrong motivation. right? The only prosecution that should occur is if it's a very strong case that it's entirely justified. And, you know, a hush money payment to a porn star is actually not illegal. So apparently they're going to go after falsifying business records because it was represented as a legal expense when in fact it was hush money. Well, that's a misdemeanor under New York laws, my understanding, unless it is done for the purpose of hiding another felony. So what's the other felony? The other felony is that, now, again, this is allegations, right? We haven't seen the indictment yet. But by all accounts and based on the reporting that and what we do know, this other felony that makes this such a big deal is an alleged campaign finance violation, because they're going to make the argument, apparently, and actually Michael Cohen went to jail on this theory, that the money paid to the porn star amounted to an illegal campaign contribution because the motivation was to keep this a secret. And I think they're going to have a very, very hard time proving that, because, first of all, this is a guy who famously said, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue in the middle of the day and not lose any votes. Do you think he really loses votes if people discover, oh, he had an affair with a porn star? I don't think anyone's surprised by that. I don't think anybody cares. So it's implausible to me that the explanation has to be that it was for the campaign. How about he didn't want his wife to know about it? I mean, right? There are very plausible alternative explanations, and it seems to me this case is going to hinge on a rather unlikely one. Are they going to be able to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt?
I agree with all this, but I think it brings me back to the straightforward stuff here. They want that mugshot. They want to see, you know, he's gotten away so many times.
Well, Dom, can I just say, I hope you're right. It's better for America if you're right. If the motivation is just this unhinged, you know, obsession with how much they hate Trump, in a way, that's less bad than a political machination where they're trying to engineer their the candidate they run against.
All right, let's handicap this. I think Ron DeSantis, 100%, I'm not even saying 99, gets in. The Piers Morgan interview is an example, pushing back on Trump. I don't think he would if he wouldn't get in. So handicap this. How do you see, is it one of those two, in your view, someone who has won in a very critical state, or do any of these others? I don't see any chance for any of the others. Do you?
I do. Yeah, I think it's way too early to conclude that it has to be one of those two. I think either Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis very well could win. I would acknowledge right now Ron DeSantis is in a lead by himself in terms of the strength of his standing as a challenger to the front runner Trump. But, you know, the political battlefield is littered with the corpses of early front runners. And there's lots of them, Jeb Bush and Rudy Giuliani and others who were like sure bets and ended up not making it past Iowa, or at least not far past Iowa. So look, I think DeSantis is in a very strong position, but it's way too early to know how well he holds up to the scrutiny he's going to be under, how well he performs when he's getting hit and he can't really just ignore it the way he has been for the most part. One of these other – we have an embarrassment of riches in the form of very strong, credible candidates who are certainly qualified. And if one of their campaign takes off, then, you know, all bets are off. So I think it's too early to know yet, Dom.
Senator Casey up recently had prostate surgery. He's an awfully nice guy when I've been around him, but his time in office is much more to the left than the magic of the Casey name, the last moderate Democrat, if you will, good guy Democrat of any real big time note, I think. Is Casey vulnerable? He hasn't even announced yet or even indicated that he's going to be doing this. Do you have any sense, and you would talk to more people, it seems to me maybe the heart isn't in it as much. Do you get any of that?
That'd be very hard for me to say. I just don't know what he's thinking about, whether he decides to run again or not. I think he is a very nice guy, very pleasant. He was good to work with when I served in the Senate with him. I think he has moved left. I think the Democratic Party has moved left, and he's moved with it. And is he vulnerable? Yeah, this is Pennsylvania. You know, it's just too competitive. It's too close. a Republican running for re-election would be vulnerable. A Democrat running is vulnerable. The only thing we know is it's a presidential year, and turnout will therefore be higher than in a non-presidential year. Presidential years tend to be kind of a reversion to the mean of the political character of a state. So that could happen, and that suggests a very close outcome. If Republicans field a strong candidate who runs a good race, then there's it becomes close to a 50-50 kind of contest.
Who did you support, or did you wait till the primary was over, between McCormick and Dr. Oz?
I did not make a choice in that primary. I knew both guys. I knew their teams quite well, and so I actually thought highly of both guys. And I still do. I know that Dave McCormick's thinking about another run. I don't know when he'll make a decision, if he's made his decision. I think he'd be a very strong candidate if he did run.
Well, I'm hoping, because I don't know if you saw, but I really have tripped the alarm here with Doug Mastriano like 6 weeks ago, Senator. He was on the show, and he mentioned something about the Senate. I had to go back and listen three times. Doug Mastriano for the Senate. Yet in a credible poll, and I talked to the president of the North Carolina company, he is well ahead at this point of McCormick, Kathy Barnett. What do you see of the chances of Mastriano?
I really don't think that's going to happen. I mean, he may decide to run. I have no idea what he decides to do. But look, his loss in the governor's race was epic. It wasn't that he ran a bad campaign. He had no campaign. He had no money. He had no media message. He didn't do press conferences. He didn't reach out. I mean, there was no effort to win that race. And he went down in this most spectacular disaster that we've seen politically for Republicans in I don't know how long. So why would the party nominate that guy to run 2 years later? I just don't see it happening.
Well, I hope you're right on that one, Senator. So thank you. Thanks very much. And thanks for sort of the theory out there, potentially. It's gotten a lot of people thinking here. So thank you, Senator, very much.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.